各位弟兄姐妹、朋友、来宾，大家主日平安，圣诞快乐。诗班的歌声把我们的心带到了那个感恩庆祝的季节。
Peace to you, Merry Christmas, and the choir just brought us into this joyful season of Christmas.
我们要一起来思想，在马槽中出生的那个婴孩，他到底是谁？
And we're going to ponder on a question, who was the baby that was born and placed in a manger?
人生啊，好像是一次旅行，我们都是客旅。
And life is like a journey, and we are all travelers.
我刚到美国的时候看过一个电影，叫做《回到未来》。
And when I first came to the U.S., I watched a movie which was called Back to the Future.
有人看过吗？
Has anybody seen it?
看过的人年纪都不小了。
So if you have seen it, you are not young, not quite young.
这不是说你们老的意思啊，因为这个电影是1985年拍的，是个科幻片。
Yeah, it was a sci-fi movie from 1985.
电影里有一辆魔力非凡的汽车。
And there was a magical car in the movie.
当它开到每小时88英里的时速的时候，就能穿越时空。
And when it reached the speed of 88 kilometers per hour, it could travel through time.
它能够把人带到过去，或者是带到未来。
It could take the travelers back to the past or into the future.
你们想试一试吗？
Would you like to try it?
不行，做不到。
No, it's impossible.
我们现阶段的肉身是无法穿越时空的。
We would not be able to time travel in person.
但是我们的想象力可以。
But we can time travel in our imagination.
所以接下来我们要一起来思想路加福音2:1-21的时候。
So now we're going to study the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verses 1-21.
我们要请大家跟我们一起运用我们的想象力。
And as we read this Bible passage, let's use our imagination.
要打开我们属灵的眼睛。
And let's open our spiritual eyes.
我们要穿越2000年，回到当时的历史环境当中去。
And we're going to travel 2,000 years back in time, back to the nativity story.
那样来思想并且经历圣婴诞生的故事。
And then let us ponder and experience the nativity story.
好吗？我要请大家闭眼5秒钟。
So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for about 5 seconds.
好，现在请你闭眼5秒钟。
Please close your eyes.
现在可以睁开眼睛了。
Please open your eyes.
我们试图让大家来思想当时2000年前的那个情形。
So let's ponder on the scene 2,000 years ago.
接下来我们要读经。
So we're going to read a Bible passage.
请同工翻译。我读中文的，请大家读中文就跟我读。我读完中文以后，请一刚领着读英文的弟兄姐妹来读英文的。我们是一小段一小段的读，一瓶一瓶的读。
So we're going to read this Bible passage both in Chinese and English separately.So Reverend Hua is going to read Chinese first, and for the Chinese readers, please read along with him. And then when we read the English version, please read along with me also.
好，先中文。当那些日子，该撒雅古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册。
Luke chapter 2, verses 1-2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all want to be registered, each to his own town.
这是2000年前的中东啊，那个时候以色列已经亡国400多年了。统治他们的是罗马帝国。
So this was the Middle East 2,000 years ago, and Israel has not been in existence for more than 400 years ago, and they were ruled by the Roman Empire at that time.
居里纽做叙利亚巡抚，同时也掌控着犹太省的大片地区。
So there was a big part of the province of Judea that was ruled by, under the rule of Quirinius, the governor of Syria.
帝国的统治者雅古士都传下令来做全国的人口调查。
And Caesar Augustus, the first governor of the Roman Empire, decreed for a census.
那个时候罗马帝国他每14年就做一次人口普查。
So there was a census every 14 years under the Roman rules.
它的目的是什么呢？是为了按照人头来收税。
And the primary reason for that was for taxation purpose.
按说收税，你只要登记成年男子就好，因为是按照他们的，就他们才是纳税人嘛。
So typically, only adult males 14 years or older would need to register. Because they are the taxpayers.
可是帝国缺钱呢。
But the Roman Empire was short of money.
所以他要求全家不论男女老少，12岁以上的都要登记。
So now they require everyone, male or female, 12 years, over 12 years old, to register.
并且要全家都回到出生地去，也就是自己祖先所生活的地方去上册。
And also they had to go back to their place of birth to be registered.
我们接着读经。
So let's read the next few verses.
中文的。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因为本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了。
Verses 4 and 5. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
约瑟和妻子玛利亚，他们住在加利利海，也是加利利湖吧。的西面的一个小镇叫拿撒勒。
So Joseph and Mary lived in Bethlehem, which was a small village to the west of the Sea of Galilee.
对他们来说，要在罗马人规定的那么短的时期内各回各城去报名上册是难乎其难的。
So this was a very difficult task for them to travel, to travel according to the requirements of the Roman Empire to be registered in their own town.
首先是路非常远，因为约瑟是属于犹大支派，是大卫王的后裔，他要回大卫之城伯利恒去。
So first it was the distance. Now David was of the house and lineage of King David. So his own town was Bethlehem, a city of David.
在这个伯利恒城呢，在耶路撒冷的南边，距离拿撒勒超过120公里。
Now Bethlehem was south of Jerusalem, and it's more than 120 kilometers away from Nazareth.
想想那条路吧，山峦起伏，道路崎岖，骑着毛驴也要走五六天呢。
So it was a 5 or 6 day journey on a rugged mountain road, riding on a donkey.
更难的是，玛利亚已经怀孕九个月了，她预产期迫在眉睫。分娩的时刻就在旦夕之间。
And furthermore, Mary was in her 9th month pregnancy, and she was about to go into labor any day.
约瑟和玛利亚上路了，请大家注意，他们踏上的是信心的旅程。
So Joseph and Mary started their journey, and this was a journey of faith.
路途虽然很艰辛，但是他们不怕。
Even though it was a difficult journey, they were not afraid.
因为他们对腹中的胎儿会平安出生，他们有完全的信心。
Because they had faith that this baby, in the womb would be born safely.
因为玛利亚一直清楚地记得在九个月前有那么一个夜晚。
Because Mary remembered that, there was a night 9 months ago.
黑暗中放出耀眼的光芒。天使加百列向他显现了。
And there was a brilliant light shone in darkness, and the angel Gabriel appeared to her.
天使说：“ 蒙大恩的女子，我向你问安，主和你同在了，不要怕，你要怀孕生子，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。
And the angel Gabriel said to her, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.
玛利亚腹中的胎儿是由圣灵感孕而来的。
And the baby in Mary's womb was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
她在此三个月之前去看望已经怀孕六个月的表姐以利沙白。
And she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was already in her 6 months pregnancy.
非常奇妙的是。
And amazingly,
还没等玛利亚把自己怀孕的事告诉以利沙白，以利沙白腹中的胎儿就在以利沙白的腹中欢乐跳动起来。
Even before Mary told Elizabeth about her own pregnancy, the baby in Elizabeth's womb leaped.
以利沙白就被圣灵充满了，她就高声喊着说，你所怀的胎是有福的，主对你说的话都要应验。
And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed is the fruit of your womb, and there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord.
所以玛利亚知道自己腹中的胎儿是跟大卫的国有关的。
And Mary knew that her pregnancy concerned the kingdom of David.
所以她也知道他们走向伯利恒的旅途必蒙上帝的保守。
And she also knew that God would ensure the safety of their journey to Bethlehem.
我们继续来读经。
Let's read on.
中文，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Verses 6 and 7. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
约瑟跟玛利亚终于在胎儿出生之前就赶到了伯利恒，可是偌大个城却没有他们落脚歇息的地方。
So Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem before the baby was born, but they could not find a place to stay in this big village.
因为客店里没有地方，这样的字句现在读起来实在是刺痛我们的心呐。
Because there was no room for them in the inn. This kind of language should make our hearts ache.
马太福音讲到马槽中的婴孩出生的时候呢，用了一个特别的希腊字。
The Gospel of Mark, when it was talking about the baby that was born and placed in the manger, it used a special Greek word.
是希腊字 Genesis.
And that Greek word is Genesis.
在马太福音一章十八节。
In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 18.
大家都知道这个字是源头和家谱的意思。
And this word, Genesis, means origin or genealogy.
这个旧约圣经的第一本书就是 Genesis.
And the first book in the Old Testament Bible is named Genesis.
是创世纪啊。但是在这里呢，创世纪 Genesis 这个起源家谱这个字呢，用在了耶稣的出生上。
But this word Genesis or origin was used in the birth of Jesus.
这个字唯独一次用在马槽婴孩的出生上。
And this word was used for only one birth. It's the birth of the baby that was placed in a manger.
因为他的出生标志着救世主弥赛亚的来临。
His birth signified the coming of the Messiah.
也标志着犹太人文化当中末世的开始。
And it also signified the beginning of the end time in the Jewish culture.
所以我们读的中文和合本圣经的翻译啊，非常棒。
So this word, this is how it was translated in the Chinese Union Version Bible.
他把这个字，这个寓意深长的字翻译成降生。
This word was translated in the Chinese Bible as coming down or born from above.
表明圣婴的源头是在天上，在亘古，在永远。
So the origin of this holy child was from above.
那世人，你我都只能说出生，只有他配得降生这个词。
And everyone was simply born, but he was coming down from heaven or born from above.
因为唯有他是圣灵感孕，从天而来，降在人间，成为你我的拯救。
Because he was the only one who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, he came to save.
约瑟和玛利亚心中欢喜，把婴孩用布包起来，放在马槽里。
And Joseph and Mary wrapped the baby in swaddling cloth with joy.
他们没想到这普通的包裹布和卑微的马槽竟会成为救世主的记号。
They never imagined that this ordinary swaddling cloth would become, and also this humble manger would become symbols of a savior.
继续读经。
We'll read on.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们身旁。主的荣光四转照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
Verses 8 and 9. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear.
牧羊人是当时处在社会最底层的穷苦人，受欺压而被人看不起的那一群。
And the shepherds were the poorest of the poor. They were oppressed and they were looked down by others.
主的使者没有选择社会上流人士，却选了牧羊人鲍佳音，是因为他们心地单纯，有信心。
God's messenger did not choose the high society, but he chose the shepherd, the lowest of the lowest, the poorest of the poorest, to spread the good news because shepherds had a simple faith.
牧羊人看到了，听到了，就心里相信，而且口中传颂。
The shepherds saw it and heard it, and they believed, and then they spread the good news.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise.God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong.
继续读经。
We'll read on.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Verses 10 to 14. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
请大家想象当时的情形。
Let's imagine the scene back then.
黑暗的天空被主的荣耀照亮，旷野的宁静被天使合唱团的歌声打破，天上地下一起回应，神的荣光遍满寰宇。
The glory of the Lord filled the dark sky, and the heavenly choir filled the silent field with their singing. Heaven and earth sang in harmony, and the glory of God filled the universe.
继续读经，众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊的人彼此说。 我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀于神，赞美他。
Verses 15 to 20. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that was happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
我们看到牧羊人满心欢喜，从野地跑向伯利恒城。
So the shepherds were filled with joy. They ran to Bethlehem from the field.
天使给了他们记号，就是一个婴孩包着布，卧在马槽里。于是他们找到了约瑟和玛利亚的马棚，也找到了救主，就是主基督。
The angel gave them a sign, so what they knew what to look for. A baby wrapped in swaddling cloth and lying in a manger. They found the stable of Joseph and Mary, and they also found a savior who is Christ the Lord.
那些自以为聪明的上流人士听到这个消息啊，他们诧异片刻就置之脑后了。
The pretentious high society, if they hear the news, they may be amused for a moment, and then they will forget all about it.
他们说，救世主生在马槽里，不可能，生在五星酒店的总统套房里还差不多。
A savior born in a stable and lay in a manger, impossible. Maybe in a 5-star hotel.
只是玛利亚和牧羊人对婴儿的身份笃信不疑。因此他们蒙福，他们的生命改变了。
But for Mary and the shepherds, they believed, and their lives were transformed.
我们今天还有一节圣经再来读。满了八天，给孩子行割礼，与他起名叫耶稣，这是没有成胎以前天使所起的名。
Verse 21, And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised,He was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
现在我们清楚了，马槽中的婴孩，他的名字是耶稣。
So the name of the baby in a manger is Jesus.
我们刚刚穿越过去，我们读了他降生的故事。
So we just traveled back in time and read the nativity story.
我们现在要思想他到底是谁。
Let's think about who he really is.
他的降生与你与我的生命有着怎样的关系？
What does his birth have to do with us?
我们要从七个方面来思想。
Let's reflect on 7 different aspects.
当我们思想的时候，我们回到现在，回到我们现在的生活当中去。
So we'll come back to the present from the past.
所以这是什么意思呢？就是我们俩要摘下这个帽子来了。
So we're coming back to the present.
不知道一刚你出汗了没有
？I can finally hear.
我出了一点。但是我们经历了耶稣出生的时候的喜悦。
So we just experienced the joy of the birth of Jesus.
这七个方面很简要的七个方面，第一个方面是他的时间。
So the first aspect is his time.
第一节到第三节讲的是这个事情。
So verses 1 to 3 talked about his time.
马槽中的婴孩出生前600多年，以色列的先知弥迦就发出了预言。
So 600 years prior to the birth of the baby in a manger, the prophet Micah prophesied.
伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为最小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古从太初就有。
Micah 5:2, But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from the of old, from ancient days.
上帝是借着罗马统治者的手呼召玛利亚一家回到伯利恒，让拿撒勒的孩子，拿撒勒人的孩子出生在伯利恒，来应验先知的预言。
So through a decree by a Roman ruler, God called Mary back to Bethlehem, so a child of a Nazarene could be born in Bethlehem and fulfilling the prophecy.
从此人类的历史揭开了新的纪元。
And that marked the beginning of a new chapter in human history.
想想看，公元元年开始了。
So AD, or in the year of our Lord, started.
上帝的拯救计划显明于世。
And God revealed his salvation plan to us.
就像新约圣经说的，极至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Just like what was said in the book of Galatians,But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons.
第二，他的家人，第四到第五节。
Secondly, his family, verses 4-5.
婴孩为童贞女玛利亚所生，这是先知以赛亚所预言的。
The baby born of a virgin, this was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah.
主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
婴孩出自约瑟的家族，这又应验了以赛亚书的11:1-4的另一个预言。
And the baby was born into Joseph's family. This also fulfilled another prophecy of Isaiah.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实，耶和华的灵必住在他身上，他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判不凭眼见，断是非也不凭耳闻，却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气杀戮恶人。
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1-4, There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see,or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but the righteousness he shall judge the, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide the equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall strike the earth with rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked.
耶西是大卫的父亲，所以约瑟是大卫的后代。先知已经预告了救世主将在大卫的家族中诞生，历史证明果然如此。
Jesse was King David's father, and Joseph was a descendant of David. Now according to the prophecy, the Savior would be born into King David's family, and it was so.
第三，他的出生，6-7节。
Number three, his birth, verses 6-7.
想不到啊，圣婴的出生竟是如此的卑微，生在马厩，睡在马槽。
The holy child has such a humble birth. He was born in a stable and laid in a manger.
他为拯救世人而来，世人却不接待他，客店竟没有他安歇的地方。
He came to save the world, but the world did not receive him, and there was no room for him in the inn.
但他还是义无反顾地来了，因为爱他为你为我 为千千万万在黑暗中寻找光明的人而来。
But for love, he came for you, for me, and for all those who are seeking light in the darkness.
他不是世界的王，他是天国的王。
He's not an earthly king, but a heavenly king.
他在属他的人心中作王，他要把人的心从罪恶的捆绑中解救出来。
And he's reigning in the hearts of his people, and he came to free us from the bondage of sins.
回归天父，得以自由，进入永生。
And to turn us back to our heavenly Father, to set us free, and to give us eternal life.
第四，他的使者，八到十四节。
Number four, his messengers, verses 8 to 14.
世人不认识圣婴，不接待他，但是上帝派了天使来向普天下报告大喜的讯息。
Now even though the world did not know or receive the Holy Child, but God sent his messenger to proclaim the good news of great joy to all the people.
寒冷的旷野被主的荣光照亮，天使宣告万民的救主降生。
The glory of the Lord shone in the dark night, and the angel proclaimed that a savior for all the people was born.
守夜的牧羊人也不再惧怕，心被照亮，应和着天使天军一起欢唱。
And the shepherds were no longer afraid. They joined the heavenly host to proclaim.
多美啊，荣耀归于神，平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
五，他的身份，十一节。
Number five, his title, verse 11.
马槽中的婴孩到底是谁啊？他的出生证要怎样的填写呢？
So who was this baby in a manger? How would his birth certificate be written?
天使用一句话表明了他的身份。
The angel stated his title with just one sentence.
今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
这一句话包含了对马槽中婴孩身份认定的三重描述：第一是救主，第二是主，第三是基督。
Now we just heard the three descriptions of this baby in the manger, and the three descriptions are Savior, Christ, and the Lord.
他是救主。拯救罪人是他来的目的。
He is a savior, and he came to save sinners.
他要以爱来拯救我们，为我们的罪死在十字架上，并且死而复活，让一切悔改信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
And with love, he died on the cross for our sins. He was also raised from the dead.So that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
主是他的地位，因为他是我们的主。
And the Lord is his status, because he is our Lord.
我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他，要单单的为他，我们的主而活。
In him, we live and move and have our being.
第三，他是基督，是受膏者。
Thirdly, he is Christ, the anointed one.
请大家注意，受膏者是先知、祭司，还有什么？君王，先知、祭司、君王。
So remember, there are only three positions that are anointed. There is a priest, prophet, and king.
人生啊，有三重基本的问题。
And we have three basic problems.
第一是无知。第二是犯罪，第三是被辖制。
So we are ignorant, we are sinful, and we are bounded.
耶稣是先知，他就来解决无知的问题。
So as a prophet, he solved our problem of ignorance.
耶稣是祭司，他献上自己是解决人罪的问题。
And as a priest, he offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins.
他最终是在寰宇中作王，使他的子民脱离一切的辖制。他是基督。
And eventually, as Christ, He is going to reign as the king of the universe and set us free from our bondages.
这样让我们得到真正的自由。
So that we will have true freedom.
第六，他的见证，十五到二十节。
Number six, his witnesses, verses 15 to 20.
伯利恒旷野的牧羊人是有福的，他们成了好消息的第一批的见证人。
So the shepherds in the field of Bethlehem were truly blessed. They were the first witnesses for the good news.
我们刚才说了，神选择他们，不是因为他们有知识、有才能、有权势，而是因为他们有单纯的信心。
God chose the shepherds not because of their knowledge, not because of their abilities, but because of their simple faith.
有的人是会从自己的常理来怀疑的，耸耸肩膀说一句：“马槽里还能出什么救主吗？”
Now some people might reason that how could a savior be placed in a manger?
他们连夜赶往伯利恒查看，按照记号寻见婴孩卧在马槽里，就大大欢喜快乐。
And they went to Bethlehem, and then they saw the baby in a manger, and they were joyful.
他们不仅欢喜快乐，而且把这大好的消息传扬开来了。
And furthermore, they also spread this good news.
若是仅是用人的道理去思想，光是诧异而忽略了这消息背后的主救主基督，那是多么可惜的事情啊。
Now, with human thinking, we might be amazed by this news.But we will miss the good news.
玛利亚给我们的榜样是，她把这一切事存在心里，反复思想，让信心成长。
But Mary set a good example for us. She treasured out all these things and pondered them in her heart.
最后第七，她的名字，二十一节。
Number seven, his name, verse 21.
生下来满了八天，马槽婴孩有了名字，他的名字是。耶稣。
So 8 days after his birth, the baby in the manger had his name. And what was his name? Jesus.
玛利亚圣灵感孕的时候，天使已经告诉她了，说：“你不要怕，你在神的面前已经蒙恩了。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。”
And before the baby was conceived by the Holy Spirit, the angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold." You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
耶稣的意思是主耶和华拯救。
And the name Jesus means the Lord saves.
耶稣从天降下他来了，是要拯救我们。
And Jesus came from above to save us.
耶稣还有一个名字是以马内利，翻出来就是神与人同在。
And Jesus has another name, Emmanuel, which means God with us.
耶稣说唯有他是道路真理生命，他是通向神与人同在的唯一途径。
And Jesus said that he was the way, the truth, and life, and he is the only way to God.
天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救，我们唯独依靠耶稣。
There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Only Jesus.
关于马槽婴孩的七个方面，我们讲完了。
Now we just studied the seven aspects of the baby in a manger.
结论是什么？
And what conclusion can we draw?
对你有什么意义？
And what does it have to do with you?
请记住天使说过的话。
Remember the words of the angel.
这大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
I have bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
这救主是为你们，就是为我们而生的。
And the Savior was born for you, for us.
这里的你们包括了我们在座的每一个，包括了你，包括了我。
So the you here includes you, including me, includes everybody.
在生命的旅途上你我都是过客。
And we are sojourners on this earth.
人的罪使人与生命的主隔绝，生命之途的目的地变成了死亡。
And sin separates us from God, and our destination is death.
这条路无人例外。
No exceptions.
不久前， 我在中国国内的时候，看到大街上有许多的标语，好像近来标语越来越多，这算是中国特色吧。
I was in China not too long ago, and I saw many signs on the road. And it seems like there are more and more signs on the road nowadays. It could be perhaps a uniqueness of China.
这个标语说什么呢？标语挺好的。标语说什么呢？说要增强人民群众的获得感、幸福感和安全感。
And some signs says that we need to have more sense of gain, sense of happiness, and sense of security.
我要问的是，真正的、深层的那个安全感从哪儿来呀？
Where does true sense of security come from?
今天我们刚才读的经文给了我们答案。
And we found the answer in the Bible passage that we just read.
经文告诉我们，救世主已经降生。
The Bible told us that the Savior was born.
在至高之处，荣耀归于真神，而平安在地上，平安归于神所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased.
我们只有来到耶稣面前，回转归向他，和他的关系修复了，摆对了，才能有出人意料的真平安。
Only when we return to Jesus and restore our relationship with Him, we will find peace that surpasses all understanding.
和他的关系修复了，摆对了，有了真的平安，才谈得上获得感和幸福感。
And once we have the right relationship with Him and we receive true peace, then we will also have a sense of gain.And a sense of happiness.
耶稣基督两千年前道成肉身降世为人，那是他来的第一次。
So Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
那是他谦卑温柔的生在马槽，成为最深的形状，为你为我这些罪人屈辱卑微的死在十字架上。
And he was humbly born.And laid in a manger, being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
圣经告诉我们，他还要再来的。
The Bible tells us that he will come again.
第二次再来就不同了。
And the second time will be different.
基督再来时有能力，大有荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
Christ will come on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
这是凯旋，是荣耀的归来。
And this will be a victorious and glorious second coming.
第一次是降卑，第二次是高升。
So he humbled himself when he came the first time, and he will be elevated when he comes the second time.
第一次在地上受审判，第二次要坐在高天荣耀的宝座上审判万国万民。
He was judged on earth the first time, and but for the second time, he will sit on his glorious throne and judge all the nations.
所以我们在荧幕上打出这三条，要相信他，接待他，跟随他。
So we need to believe in him, receive him, and follow him.
你们愿意说阿们吗？
阿们。
阿们。
我们请赞美小组来带领我们用他是主。
So we'll ask the praise team to lead us in singing response hymn.
这是我们回应的祷告。
This is our response.
Thank you, 花牧师。Who is Jesus? 他是救主，他是基督，他是主。He is a savior.